It's Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. AUVIC's 2021 Network Field Report, a cybersecurity update from the riots, the promise of wearables, and misinformation stats. This is the Business of Tech. AUVIC Networks has released their 2021 Network Field Report. Some highlights. Only 36% of organizations back up their network device configurations daily or weekly. Think that's enough? The data says configuration changes are frequent. How's this for a bummer? More than half of an IT pro's time are spent on projects they hate or tolerate. Why the hate? Not enough time. More than a quarter of organizations never or rarely update their network documentation. Again, the data says changes happen all the time. Half of IT pros don't have complete information on their network configurations. So why do we care? I like this survey due to its closeness to the provider community. I'm also amused it's full of obvious results. Of course, no one knows enough about their network. There's an obvious connection here between the fact AUVIC sells a product that solves this problem and that so many aren't doing enough of. Duh, they highlight it with the implication you should buy their stuff. Doesn't mean the problem isn't real. I don't think the real money is in network management. It's a necessary foundation to do the really profitable stuff. I didn't say you can't make money here, just that the really profitable assumes you're doing this well and systemized enough to not have to put expensive labor on it. The FBI has filed an affidavit charging one of the Capitol rioters with unlawful entry to the Capitol and impeding government functions, and includes an apparent plan to steal Nancy Pelosi's laptop and convey it to a contact in Russia. The plan is detailed in the filing, where a former associate of the rioter told police of the plan to steal the laptop with the intent to sell it to the Russian government. Why do we care? Right after the riots at the Capitol, I highlighted the cybersecurity risk that was theoretical. That got real very fast. We blasted past theory and passed right by opportunistic to fully planned. Think that through. A rioter planned to steal secure documents and sell them to the Russians, under cover of the riots. Now realize this could happen to any of your customers or you or anything you manage too. If you lose physical security, it's all over. The criminals are always way more organized than you expect them to be. A new study has found that heart rate variability, as detected by smartwatches and wearables, can be used to detect COVID-19. Detection is before the virus can be found by tests or symptoms. 81% of coronavirus-positive patients had changes in their resting heart rates up to 9.5 days prior to the onset of symptoms. Why do we care? I love this so much. This is the promise of the Internet of Things and smart devices, right here. Something useful you couldn't predict before, and now you can. Sure, this is a consumer example. It just shows how putting sensors on those things can open up new opportunities. Make sure you're sitting at the table, having the conversations about offerings, about what kind of data collection is possible and what's useful, and pair with the business experts so they can know they can leverage it. In the battle to combat misinformation online, there's now research. In the week after President Trump was suspended, research from Signal Labs found a 73% drop in misinformation regarding election fraud. Other stats? Hashtag Fight for Trump dropped 95%, hashtag Hold the Line and March for Trump dropped 95%, and a similar study back in October showed just 20 accounts, including Trump's, were responsible for a fifth of misinformation about voting and mail-in ballots. Why do we care? So much for the statement that social media can influence what's spread on their platform. They just didn't want to. What's interesting to me is that it's so specific. Remove a select few, and disinformation changes dramatically. I'll keep saying it. These are private companies making changes on their platforms. In the US, the First Amendment protects citizens from the government. You're also not ever protected from consequences. Why we care is that we consider data management in general, and it doesn't take much to get a data set spoiled. That's your value in helping customers manage their data. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Remember, you can support the content directly with our Give What You Want program. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio to learn more. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.